Welcome to the English Radio Show, brought to you by English, the language of champions.
Hello, Mathieu.
Hello.
So, you're an English assistant in here. How long have you been in France?
I've been in France for about a week. I flew in to Paris at Orly Airport, and I stayed there for about 2 days. And then this past Sunday, I took a train and arrived at Rennes. So I've been in Rennes for about 5 days now.
Okay. Yeah. So can you present yourself quickly?
Sure. My name is Matthew Purvis. Everyone calls me Matt, though. I'm 24 years old from Florida in the United States. I graduated from university about 2 years ago, and a friend of mine knew this program of being a language assistant, so I decided to apply, and here I am.
Okay. So English assistants are always a student from abroad, isn't it? So from America most of the time?
I think most of the English assistants are from America. I think there are some from the United Kingdom or Australia, but all the English assistants I've met so far are from the United States. I've also met a German assistant, and there are, I think, some Spanish and Italian assistants as well.
Okay. What do you prefer in France?
I really like the people. Everyone I've talked to has been very nice. And my French isn't really that strong, and everyone's been very patient with me and helpful when I try to speak with them. So everyone's very nice. Everyone's always saying, oh, bonjour, bonsoir, when you walk around in the streets. The food is very good. I've tried a lot of cheese, a lot of baguettes, a lot of cider and coffee so far. So the people are really good, the food's good, and the atmosphere in the cities is very, very cool.
Did you ever been to Paris?
I did. with my university, I studied there in July 2012. I was there for a month. We lived in a dorm on the outskirts of Paris, and then every day we would take the metro to the middle and study. It was a really fun experience. My French got pretty good. We took some field trips around France and got to see some other parts of the country. It was a really great experience.
Yeah. Did you ever been to another country in Europe?
In 2013, with my university again, I went to London for a month. And London was fun. I didn't like it as much as I liked France, but it was a really fun city. We also took a trip to Liverpool in the north of England. And then Wales, that was fun. It was a good trip. I like France a little better though.
Mm. Yeah. maybe in United Kingdom, is it difficult to you to understand the British accent or?
There seems to be a lot of different accents within Britain, and so usually I could understand, but sometimes I would talk to someone with a really heavy accent and I would have to ask them to repeat themselves or something, but usually it works.
Yeah. So you're attracted to Europe. Why Europe?
Europe, for me, has always been really interesting. I started learning French when I was 16. That's around the time in high school when American students start learning about European history. And those two things kind of mixed together just really brought about a passion and an interest in me in Europe. And I've always wanted to go there and learn about it. And now I'm getting to live here for about half a year. So I'm really excited about that.
So, you know, in France, there are some stereotypes about American and the... other culture in general. So, what do you think about that? Is it true or?
Some of the stereotypes about Americans are probably true. Wait, there's a lot of fat people in America, and I'm pretty sure that's a stereotype. Also, whenever I was on the metro in Paris, I could always hear the Americans over everyone else. I guess we're kind of loud, but you know, most of us are good people. I'm gonna try to prove that we're okay.
Yeah. So, what are your expectations about this experience?
Okay. I'm really excited to see what high school is like in France because I've only experienced it in the United States before. So, I want to see what the students are like. I want to see what it's like teaching. And just kind of see what, I just like seeing what life is like in another country and exploring that. So that's going to be fun for me, I think. Yeah.
What are you going to miss the most when you'll go back to America?
I really like just sort of hanging out in the cities here in France and just relaxing, walking down the roads. The atmosphere is really great here. And the pace of life seems to be a lot more relaxed than in the United States. So I'm going to miss the atmosphere and the way of life here. I like going out at night. I like not having to drive home. That's because in America, the cities are so spread out. You have to have a car to go anywhere. And I like being able to just walk out my door and walk downtown or take a bus or something like that. So. Just the way of life is going to be interesting for me to leave.
Yeah, so you think here it's quite relaxing, but what do you think about Paris?
Paris is, that's a whole other city. That's Paris is really fun to visit, but I'm not sure if I'd want to live there. It's so crazy. There's like, you know, 5 or 6 million people there, I think. There's a lot to do, but... my city back home isn't very big. It's probably about as big as Rennes, so that's what I'm used to, and I like having it be a bit more peaceful and not having so many people around. But Paris is fun, but I think it's a bit too crazy for me to live there.
Maybe it's a bit like London.
Right, London or New York, or if you've ever been there, and like, you know, a really big city like that.
Yeah. About the English level of mm-hmm. students and or French in mm-hmm. general, is it really bad at as we think? Because in France we think that we can't speak English very well. So
okay. everyone that I've talked to in English, they really, I think all that matters is if we can understand you, and I can understand you perfectly. There's obviously an accent, and sometimes people get confused on grammar, but I think French people speak English really well. So.
Thank you.
Of course, yeah.
Okay, so that's it. Thank you okay. very much.
Thank you very much
for your time, and goodbye.
Okay, au revoir.